Hi, I'm Jean-Philippe Renoux, and tonight I present you the radio piece named Locked In. Locked In because of those locks we encounter during a European Sun Delta residency. So I say we. Why? I was not alone. A couple of fellow artists, Diana Bird, Sarah Washington, and Knut Offerman, were with me for this quite fantastic experience that consists originally in recording and performing sound into those locks. Our travel start in Linz, September 2008. So our project was to go up the Danube, the closest we came to Nuremberg, the biggest the locks were. We start with 10 meters high and we arrive with 25 meters high, which is quite enormous. So as you can imagine, those locks became a kind of cathedral of sound, extremely rich with natural resonances, which were actually, at that time, our main instrument. But what we expect and what we really enjoyed was to play, actually, in the locks with various instruments. Knut Offerman and Sarah Washington, for example, used really small power battery instruments. Diana and me were really happy using a huge megaphone. And with those megaphones, you can actually scream quite a lot in the locks, especially if it's amplified with the natural resonance of the place. But you can also make some tiny little noises like that, which are quite nice. So there was, like that, a couple of jam sessions when we were coming into a lock. One of the last ones was simply made with an harmonica, and simply that. So each lock was a kind of ritual, but we never could expect what ritual it could be. So it was always fascinating to just discover how this lock is going to talk to us. You could find some more information about this project on radio1001.org or on mobile/radio.net.
Oh, pas moi. Mais...
Oh. Qu'est-ce qu'on laisse là, ça là?
Oui, là,
couvert.
Oui. Oui,
oui. Non, non, non. Je
suis en train de chip tout ce bagage.
Far too fast. It came swinging around that corner like
the house. This is a document of our recording, actually.
A document of the document.
Thank you.
Yeah, great song.
She was amazing. What do you think?
Is it to, for me? It's really interesting because I never take any sounds, you know, for the locks.
Yeah.
And interesting because it's really between west and east of Europe.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, could be nice, really.
Everything.
We have just to. I don't really know what we'll do with that music or anything
can,
else.
You,
but
we can make you a copy if you want.
Couple of sounds.
Yeah. Oh no, just if I know that something done, well,
yeah.
That's enough.
Yeah.
Maybe just listening at the end in Strasbourg.
We'll
maybe,
have to make
something
by then.
last night on the boat. We're parked about 20 metres or 30 metres away from one of the biggest locks, 24.5 metres. So we have to get up early tomorrow, about 6 o'clock in the morning, to do that. We've been doing impulse response in the lock, so using the natural reverb of the lock and playing around with that, so popping balloons and just also recording the locks. Got amazing sounds, locks. They sing and they squeal. You can imagine heads coming out of the walls. All the dead bodies from the Danube coming out of the walls, screaming and wailing. Anyway, tired tonight, so I'll get on.
Thank you.